Now I knew. I knew what their plans were for me. Yahweh, Yahweh. Now, my lovely, I would advise holding still. We wouldn't want those fascinating silver eyes to be blinded, would we? Turn your face to the side now, like a good little girl. I could not have turned my head if I wanted to. Convulsions paralyzed me. Yahweh, Yahweh. Please. The silent entreaty formed on my lips, and I tasted the salt of my terror as tears slipped into my mouth. No. The flames of the enormous brazier framed the priest on either side, and the temple loomed behind, a many-toothed monster of stone and cedar waiting to consume me. Yahweh, Yah. Even my prayers shuddered to a stop as the priest lifted the brand in the air with one hand and shoved my cheek against the column with a snarl. The metallic smell of the brand filled my nostrils as he chanted a foul blessing to his foul goddess. The metal slammed against my cheek, searing my flesh in an explosion of pain that spiked to the soles of my feet and to every fingertip. I screamed as my head jerked and the edge of the brand slipped across the corner of my eyelid, digging fiery teeth into the tender skin. My knees gave way and I slumped sideways, the rope chafe on my wrists overtaken by fire-breathed agony. My addled mind floated my parents' images across my hazed sight. Abba, Ima, I moaned as if their hearts could hear my own. The fire dug deeper into my skin. It would never stop burning. Kill me, Yahweh. Have mercy. A shout echoed across the temple courtyard, but I could see nothing past tears and fire. Someone was screaming at the priestess, someone whose voice reminded me of home. I managed to pry my right eye open and push back against the haze that threatened to drag me into unconsciousness, and recoiled again at the sight before me. Mercy had arrived, not in the form of relief from my blazing torment, but in the form of an arrow through the eye of the priest on the ground in front of me. I blinked again, attempting to clear my vision. Alana strode across the void. Another copper-tipped missile knocked in her bow, aimed directly at the High Priestess of Jericho. Chapter 1. The Seventh of Av, 1399 BC. Shiloh, Israel. With one finger, I followed the rippled path of shame down my face. The scarred ridge of the crescent moon of Ashtoreth cupped my cheekbone in a cruel embrace. One ray of the sunwheel of Baal above it slashed across the corner of my eyelid, a constant reminder of how easily I could have been blinded when the High Priestess ordered me branded as a temple slave 7 years ago. The fact that she'd been buried beneath the rubble of Jericho the next morning was no consolation. It didn't erase the false accusation permanently burned into my skin. Prostitute. Shaking the word from my head, along with the memories of my time of captivity in Jericho before it fell, I knelt in front of the open-mouthed tanur oven. The flames that had sparked the horrific memory had died down, the coals now pulsing a steady glow within. After a wave of my hand over the embers to ensure the temperature was even, I slapped a few circles of dough around the walls of the oven and waited for them to begin to curl away from the blackened surface. The smell of acrid smoke tinged with yeasty bread was a comfort, completing the work of bringing me back to the present. Built for some Canaanite woman and situated beneath a small hole in the ceiling to release smoke, this round clay oven was the centerpiece of the house. Although I was grateful to no longer cook our daily bread on a flat rock next to a campfire in the wilderness, whenever I used the oven, I wondered about the enemy woman whose hands...